Investigations are continuing across the Balkans into the Christchurch shooter. The accused terrorist is in custody in New Zealand. He's been charged with one count of murder. Other charges are expected soon. He's due back in court later this week. He toured Central Europe in 2016 and 2018, passing through small towns and villages linked to obscure battles between Russia and the Ottomans more than a century ago. Bulgarian authorities believe the man from Grafton had no local help, as Europe correspondent Linton Besser reports.
Through the centre of the pretty Bulgarian capital of Sofia, a tram runs from the St. Kyriaki Cathedral down the hill to the city's central mosque, the Banya Bashi. The Sofia Synagogue is just across the road. Locals proudly call this plaza the Square of Tolerance. But when Brendan Tarrant came to this small and impoverished Eastern European state, he showed little interest in the square. Instead, just 4 months before the Christchurch atrocity, he took a car into the hinterland in search of a war which came to an end 140 years earlier. Colonel Slavko Velkov says he came to Bulgaria for motivation. His goal in Bulgaria, he says, was to find some kind of validation for what it was he was planning. Until 2 weeks ago, Colonel Velkov was deputy chairman of the Bulgarian Parliament's National Security Committee. Colonel Velkov says the shooter had to fly halfway around the world to try to validate the horrific act he'd been contemplating. He travelled to strange places, Colonel Velkov says, that all have importance in Bulgaria's military history, especially the Russian-Ottoman War of 1877. Last November, the shooter travelled north from the capital to Pleven.
Mr. Kacharmazov. Hello, Linton Besser from the ABC. Thank you for showing me.
He stayed here at the Kachaka guest house. That's the guest house owner, Jordan Kacharmazov, who says he was happy to greet him at the guest house because he was his first guest from Australia. He shows me where the shooter stayed.
So this was the room?
Room.
He seemed absolutely normal, Mr. Kacharmazov says. A bit cold and reserved. I thought that was just his character. Mr. Kacharmazov had barely heard the news of the New Zealand attack before he received a call from the Bulgarian Intelligence Service. He immediately knew he had a gut feeling it was about this strange guest he'd had from Australia. And he thought that because he remembered noticing the shooter had a stamp in his passport from Pakistan. The shooter had previously visited Macedonia, Serbia, and Croatia, and now police and intelligence services across the Balkans are trying to retrace his steps to be sure he had no local assistance. This is Linton Besser in Sofia for AM.